Beatles fans are paying tribute to the group's longtime producer. George Martin died yesterday at the age of 90. In a statement, Paul McCartney said, "The world has lost a truly great man who left an indelible mark on my soul and the history of British music." As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Martin also left a lasting mark on the art of producing.
Whether it was horns or harpsichord, so many of those embellishments you hear on Beatles songs came from Sir George Martin. George Martin wasn't just a good producer.
He invented the job. He invented those things, that thought process of possibility.
Niles Godrich is a Grammy-winning producer who's worked with Paul McCartney. He says one of Martin's great gifts was arranging.
You know, as an arranger, you write the notes, you listen to the music that exists, and you score your part using the orchestra. So he was very much a musician. And countless times on Beatles records, I mean, it's everywhere. It's all over them.
Martin was known for experimenting in the studio. In 1998, he told NPR about one of the songs the Beatles first played him. He hated it.
It was a real dirge. It was very, very slow, very boring. So I said, look, if you double the speed of that, you might have something, but otherwise, forget it.
They took his advice, and the song, Please Please Me, was a hit. George Martin's total embrace of music started before he met the Beatles in the early 1960s. After serving in World War II, he studied composition and orchestration, piano and oboe at London's Guildhall School of Music. He recorded jazz artists, Scottish dance bands, and comedy albums. He brought all of that knowledge and experience to the Beatles. It was Martin's idea, for example, to add strings to Yesterday and Eleanor Rigby. Martin made a huge impact on the sound of the Beatles. He turned demos like this.
Let me take you back, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field.
Into songs like this.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field.
In his autobiography, Martin said that it was a lovely, gentle song and that it should stay that way. But John Lennon wanted to turn it into a heavy rock number with drums, bass, and electric guitars. Martin lost that battle at first. The band recorded the song Lennon's way, but a week later, Lennon admitted he'd been wrong. Martin went on to score Strawberry Fields Forever with cellos and trumpet. George Martin was an expert at keeping the balance between texture and simplicity. He could add instruments, but knew when to stop.
You keep adding colors, you start getting muddy, and they run, and it gets indistinct. If you can get your effect with a certain degree of cleanliness, then I think it's much better than overloading things.
Sir George Martin's influence on generations of record producers is deep. As Nigel Godrich puts it, Martin is a kind of spiritual godfather of producing. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.